yesterday, and I was diagnosed with toxic, what's it called? Toxic poisoning due to inhaling a lot of a pesticide that was helping.
Wow, that's bad. I mean, that could kill you really fast.
Yeah, well, I was told I was close to being on my way out. And
okay.
Took a couple of natural supplements to get my blood pumping and to start cleaning me out. But one of the things I did is I had my husband move one of my Pure Lights to next to my bed. So I slept with a mask on, that stops the light completely coming through. And I slept with that for many, many hours. And the difference in how I feel today is astounding. Because all night I'm breathing, and all day I've been breathing this air with this light right next to me. And I was supposed to be down for many, many days. And I feel like I'm going to be back to, not to normal tomorrow, but really close. And I'll tell you, I was scared to death. I really was. And I cannot tell you enough how incredible this light bulb is. And then the other thing is... A very good friend I'm 75, and she is close to my age, and she's been dealing with skin cancer for a very long time, and her skin cancer is drying up. She can hardly wait to get to her dermatologist.
Anyway, I'd like to give a testimony on the savings I've saved on my electricity. I've only had them up about 2 weeks, and my December light bill was $230. Now, my light bill usually goes up to about $300 to about March or April. But it came down from $230 in January. It was only $158. That was a $72 savings. Now, that might not be a whole lot of money for some people, but people that's got four or five children in the family, that's a tremendous savings. And then February, my light bill was only $145. That's another $13 saving, so I'm really excited about it because, like I say, the light bill usually goes up to about $300 to about March or April anyway, so I'm satisfied.
Other testimonial is I had two plants that were pretty much gone. I had forgotten to water them for over 2.5 weeks, so they were very wilted, and I just literally sat there and watched over 4 to 6 hours. I didn't water them. I just was curious what the light would do, and it wasn't directly underneath the light even, kind of at an angle 6 to 8 feet, and they literally came up and as if I watered them. I mean, they came up and were alive and over just hours, so it was quite amazing.
I went ahead and took out the button that operates the light inside my refrigerator and installed the light inside my refrigerator, and I'm wondering if others have that experience and what it's going to do.
So it's on all the time?
It's on all the time.
Well, it'll work just great. What we are finding out, and we're going to do some more testing on this, is that it actually helps preserve the food, keeps the food fresher longer. So we'd be very interested in hearing what your experience is. I mean, we have people who swear that they put flowers and they put it by the bulb and the flowers start growing again. We have people who put, food by it and the food doesn't go bad. It starts to dehydrate, but it doesn't go bad. It doesn't rot.
I noticed I'm in Colorado, and so I didn't get them in until later in the day, so it definitely felt like bright daylight, and I did feel happier. And the other thing I noticed is I just spontaneously would breathe deeper. So I definitely just felt myself even more relaxed and would consciously or subconsciously breathe deeper, which was interesting.
They had strokes, and I got them into their house, and it's changed their environment. They told me to get more and put them in the different places because they feel the difference when they're in the room with those bulbs. And I'm not trying to sell them anything, especially since I'm a health practitioner. I just want to sneak it into their life, and all of a sudden they start to respond. And their doctors are going, oh, my goodness,